Okay, today is Monday, October 21st, 2017. I have challenges when I hear that. And it is a new moon solar eclipse. And those of you who don't know me, this is Debbie Moran. And so I'm going to just give everybody an opportunity to say hi on the recording if you choose. And you can say your name or not. And if you want to say your intentions, please feel free to. It just makes it more powerful in my mind. So we can hold the intention with you.
So, hi, I'm Susan, and I'd like to set the intention to trust my heart, mind, intuition, and my inner knowing to be guided by my sacred beings through the rest of my life.
Beautiful, Susan. Thank you. Anybody else went in on that?
Hi, this is Carmen, and I love how, I forgot your name, how you put your intention together, because that sums up my intentions that I put on the new moon session site.
Thank you.
It does. I was going to say, do you want to read yours, Carmen, or you want to just go with what you just said?
It's kind of long. So
okay.
I don't feel like reading it.
Okay.
This is Angela, and my intention is to choose more fun, but apparently I'm already doing that because right as I got on the call, my cat Kelso decided it was time to play. So we've been playing this whole time while setting intention. But I really, with this eclipse and this new moon, I just have this, it's like I just want to feel free, especially in choices, just moving more toward adventure and fun and choosing out of delight, not something I feel like I have to do. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you want to add some words around that, Debbie.
Well, I'm sitting with that, Anne. I like it. You know, if fun is your intention and it sounds like freedom is your intention, I don't want to box it in.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hi, I'm Bobby. I didn't write intentions ahead of time, but I have very intense transition that I've been praying for and holding in the light for a year, and the time is coming, and I'm a procrastinator, so my intentions are to overcome the fears that cause me to procrastinate and to find the courage and the strength physically, emotionally, to be able to do these transitions, and for the help that I'm seeking to show up when I need it, because I'm all alone in doing these transitions that need to happen before the spring of 2018. So I just felt this strong urge. Now is the time to jump off those blocks with the new moon and the solar eclipse and just going for these new beginnings. And
I did not make the toast because I was just waiting. Okay.
Hello, who's talking?
This is Bobby.
I know, Bobby, but somebody was talking over you, so I apologize.
Yes.
So go ahead. You were saying that you just felt called. This was your to join us?
I was talking for at least a minute. I don't know how long, so
I heard you. Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted, but somebody was talking over you, so I wanted to just kind of stop that. And so I apologize.
I didn't hear anyone else talking, so I'm sorry if I talked out of turn or something. I don't know. I didn't hear.
No, you didn't, my dear. You did not. I was hearing it all. So we're right with you. But you were at the place where you were saying your intention is to step over those blocks.
Well, I need to. After all that I had said, it was the summing up of the new beginnings. I need to get going. Like these are the new beginnings, and to leave behind the fear and find the courage and the faith and the trust to start moving and not procrastinate, and that all these transition issues need to come to fruition within the next couple of months and get me where I need to go before the spring of 2018. So I'm hoping to, and the intentions are to stop procrastinating and to have more faith and trust and be able to find the courage and strength in myself to reach out and to find where I need to, where I'm going to be guided properly. Okay, I guess I'm done.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. We did get it.
Oh,
no worries.
Okay.
No worries. It you know, typically with these sessions too, a lot of times what will happen is when you come to a resistance spot, there'll be like a glitch somewhere showing you that there's a resistance spot. So we just jumped right over it, so no worries.
I see. So the person that was talking over me at the time that I was talking earlier, would I be able to hear their intentions, or how does that recording work?
Oh yeah, absolutely. If they decide to speak up. So anybody else want to thank you, Bobby? Anybody else want to state your intentions?
Yes, I state my intention. This is Tanya, and for me. I almost don't feel any intentions. I feel so in the moment, and what comes to me right now is to further embody and live that and share that with others with unity and sharing that in the community, so with others. And I have been so embracing being unproductive and spending lots of time doing nothing and reflecting. And I have been meeting myself so deeply, and it has been wonderful to feel what emerges out of that. I have fear states where it's like, oh my gosh, it's never going to happen. And then the trust comes in again. And last night I felt that, like what I call my business, it's like my children and my lover. I am with them. I am with my business like I am with them in freedom, and I'm letting them mature and to really trust this process and then follow this flow of this creative energy. Wow, I feel called to do this, and I do it. And it's a completely living in the flow and the now. And this is what I want to bring into this session today. And for me, further embody it and to find all these ways and also help us that help me bring this out with others so I can share more. I really want to come out and open up more to others out of this deep space. That's my intention.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tanya. Anyone else? Okay, Debbie, as you guys know, I'm going to read a couple people's intentions. Norman's intention is to trust Norman's repurposing process. It's as simple as that. And Debbie other Debbie's intention is she wants to be a creator and or a co-creator of her own awesome life. And to be in and have clarity, vitality, wisdom, harmony, love, tenderness, kindness, joy, and drive and depth. To do everything and finish it. Just do it with things which should be a priority. Sounds a little bit about that procrastinating dynamic as well, Bobby. With to make things that are a priority, to actually complete them, and to be aware of what needs to be addressed in the moment. And I myself am in this sort of place of curiosity. I am coming to a place of just really trusting that everything is coming together for the highest good of all. And a bit like you were saying, Tanya, about being in the moment and learning to respect that moment, even in its discomfort, even in a sense of irritation, whether it's the senses or whether it is a thought process or whether it is an old pattern coming up, to befriend those patterns, those habits, those dynamics of simply befriending them so that they all actually just so that the gifts reveal themselves rather than to not. And I feel like I'm going to mute the call because I feel like there is some background noise. And so what I'm going to say to everybody is, please, if you have something you want to say, unmute yourself, and you mute by doing *6, and you unmute by doing *6. So right now I'm going to mute everybody because there's some background noise that's distracting me. Okay, so as you heard, you can unmute yourself by *6. So I'm going to go back to my intention is really to just have the intention to be present, the intention to clear away or act as a bridge or a guide or a channel, whatever is necessary in the moment to just reveal the truth and the wisdom and the gift of the moment, even if it feels uncomfortable. This eclipse is a very powerful time, and there's a lot of controversy around what that means. Some people say it's inauspicious. Some people say it's very auspicious. I personally am feeling like you get to decide what it is for you, and I invite everybody on this call to choose for your higher being, because it really is kind of, I see it as you've all heard me say for many years now, it's we're being called out. And what that means is our souls are being called out. Our being, our divine being is being called out. And it's for those of us who have just kind of been living our lives in the background, it's like the world is calling us out and saying, nope, it's time. It's time for everybody to show up as their unique being. And I feel that really this eclipse is kind of a culmination of all of that. And so it's about opening up our hearts, connecting our hearts, minds, and souls, and bringing the gifts of our being out. And I see, as I'm saying that, I see like chains, there are some really heavy chains on many of us and on our collective consciousness. And they almost look like they're so thick, they look like anchor chains almost. And I see them falling away, like literally as if the interesting part is the image is showing me is like these heavy chains, and we've been all hooked into these heavy chains and these heavy patterns for so long, and it's almost like they're falling away, like they were never connected to us anyway. It's a bit like the image of the elephants as they train them, and they chain them to a tree, and then gradually they remove that chain, and the elephants still think they're chained to the tree. That's what I'm seeing for all of us here today. The chain is no more. It really, in truth, was never there. We just were in training, and we felt the chains of our existence and of our bodies. And those chains are literally disappearing, disintegrating, dissolving, vanishing. And that is taking me up to the heart, to all of our hearts. And I feel there's some heaviness. But it's like not even heaviness. It's almost like what I'm feeling is like there is a wounding in the heart, and in the chest area, in that heart chakra area. And it feels like we're needing to wash it clean, scrub off the wounding. It's a bit like scrubbing off the scab, but not too deep, and then covering it with a balm. It's like this golden balm that almost looks like a translucent amber. It's like amber. It's like putting this, I was thinking honey at first, but it's not. It's like amber. So it's like covering that wounding in a honey-like, amber-like color and consistency to allow the old crusty thought patterns to be sloughed off, and to still provide a protection, like a coat, a nice soothing blanket or balm over the heart. And then I feel there's something up the back of the spine, going up from the back of the heart all the way up the neck and up into the skull. And it feels a bit like those shackles that we were talking about, but these are not disappearing as easily as the others. And so what we're needing to do is just kind of move them loose, almost like go through and massage. And maybe I encourage everybody to even massage their own necks, but like it, just kind of gently massage your shoulders and your neck all the way up to your spine, I mean up to your head. And imagine as you're doing that, it's like on either side of the spine, you are unhooking the clasps that keep these shackles there. And then when you get to the top, it's like we remove that final clasp and we're just pulling it off and setting it aside. And there is an energy vortex coming in that acts a bit like a recycler. And we just throw them in there and they go back to pure energy as they are meant to be.
It's also asking Ganesha for permission.
Ah, Andy, hi.
Hi.
You're asking Ganesha for permission?
The blockage is Ganesh or Ganesha or whatever, from Brahma.
Uh-huh.
That's what it feels like. As you've been talking, that's just what I keep, the tentacles or the snout or whatever. It's like that. It's been a protective thing. And I just came in, so I don't, when you were talking about the heart just now, so I don't know what other things have come up, but.
No, that's great. So, yeah, I typically just ask Ganesha for assistance. So it's like, okay, let's just do this. You can take this out.
Well, today sort of opened up that channel. So.
Uh-huh. Go for it. What else you got?
Well, when you're talking about the heart and the circulation, it reminded me of like a microcosmic orbit kind of circulation, but as opposed to from the pelvis around the head, just more from the heart around the head. And I don't know if there's a name for that or if it's just circulating, but it's meridian type energy.
Ah, beautiful.
So it's mostly going from the heart back up around the skull and back down into the heart again. So kind of a circulation plug-in? I don't know, circulation thing.
No, that makes perfect sense, because it's also opening up those pathways between the head and the heart that have been blocked. And I feel like there is, like my head is going side to side and my eyes are closed. It's like there's another restriction.
Mine too.
Yeah, really?
Okay. I am rocking back and forth. I'm sitting cross-legged in I just went to an exam table in my
Me
office.
Me too.
And I'm just rocking back and forth, and yeah, my eyes are closed. So even though I'm in a completely dark room, I don't need to have my eyes closed. But
I don't need to have my eyes closed either, but they won't open. So it's like my eyes are closed, and I'm sitting cross-legged, and I'm rocking shaking my head, like, back and forth. So it feels like a I'm just going to be with it for a moment.
It's freeing up some pathways between that circulation of the heart to the head and like the lower centers. So I can kind of feel it pulling in my, you know, psoas and low back. Now mine are tight a lot of the time, but it feels like it's sort of, if it's just stretching between those two areas, like the pelvis, or if it's literally like, it's like cables being let go, like, you know, the ends are being, the entanglement between the heart or this upper energy and say the pelvis, the root chakra, whatever it is, you know, just having the rocking is to kind of let it go. It's sort of easing the restriction.
Yeah, it makes sense. And it's interesting because you brought up Ganesha, and I talked about an elephant earlier, which is fascinating. I always love this. So it's like these sessions are so fun. And it's like I feel like the image of like an elephant shaking its head and tossing mud off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, shaking it off. And I feel like you said, it's like it feels very purposeful in clearing the pathways between the brain and in the spine and in the kundalini energy in the front and back chakras.
Yep. Well, that's why Ganesh is involved, because it's kundalini.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, there were some pathways opened up this morning when I sat and watched that eclipse. So.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I saw your post. Thank you. I look forward to hearing more. There's something stuck in the throat, Andy. It feels... Harsh.
Yeah, it's stuck at the throat, but it feels like it's coming up from the heart, just to the right of center, up toward, like, between... almost to, like, probably location where my sinus would be, or maybe a little behind that.
I have my hand there where my... I got it.
It's prefrontal lobe and amygdala.
Very much blocking communication.
A lot of fear. That's why the amygdala is involved. Fear and rage.
It is a lot of fear. You know, and what I feel is like a muzzle. I feel like all of these shackles are showing up suddenly, and it's like saying, okay, it's time to take away the shackles.
When you said muzzle, I heard muggle. like preventing us from our magic. So.
Yes, that is so brilliant. That is so perfect. As you said that, it was like, okay, no more prevention of our magic. It's like I was able to just kind of...
Like we've been believing we're muggles all along, but we're really wizards.
Yes, that's brilliant.
The world has been telling us we're just muggles, but we're not.
Exactly.
I've been using my magic wand analogy a lot at work, and this is in a Western medical clinic, by the way. So I keep saying to you, I'm going to pull out my magic wand because I'm not sure what else I can do for you here today. So
I love that.
I have to be careful with that because it can come out sounding bad, so I have to try to do it in a joking way. But it's just a, there's not something, I can't fix this with pills, surgery, you know, because that's my
pills, surgery, no, wand.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's time for me to start getting my wand out. I just have to be ready for the consequences of what that might mean with.
Well, and you know what? What you're saying is so valid for all of us. It goes back to, I don't know if you were on the beginning of the call where I said we're all being called out.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
It's like no more hiding. No more hiding. No more fear about being burned at the stake or boiled in oil, regardless of what the external collective environment sounds or feels like. It's time to step out and just live out loud, live quietly from within and out loud, living out loud. So it's really time to bring that forward. Like, no.
Well, it's funny because I was going to say orange energy, but then you said fire, so I was more meeting the orange guy. But that too.
Exactly.
So.
I know, but we don't want to bring him in. No. We want to actually. It's so.
We'll use our magic wand if any of that energy comes in.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Because so much.
Because it did. It tried to come in, and I had to block it out. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. That's
it's so much more than that anyway. So.
Well, and the point is, don't give the ugliness airtime. It's time to uncloak it.
He is just unmasking what's already there.
Exactly. Exactly. So that is taking us back to our heart. That actually took us out of our heart. And what it did is it showed how easy it is to come out of the heart.
The right side of my jaw was tightening up too, so whatever that means. Masseter.
Say that again.
My masseter, like my right jaw muscle was like tightening up as I was talking.
Ah, yes.
I don't know if that's a, what is it called? I haven't done module one in so dang long.
Your TMJ?
Sacrum or, well, no,
oh,
more the...
Oh, no, it's masseter sacrum.
Open the genetic code. So,
yes. Cellular repair.
I fear that going straight back to the mother and the mothers in many of us who were shocked when they found out about the pregnancy and the wanting to hide us, this instant little moment of, and then all these instances, it's like a whole string of also the mother just wanting to be alone with us and have, you know, this feeling of us being in the womb. And then our deepest longing to actually be back in the womb and the realization that there is no way back to this state of where someone will take care of us and where everything is provided for us without having to do anything. And we will, and this deep realization that, yes, that's our natural state, but no, we can never, ever get back to there. And this, like, core, or how in German you say, the Ur-grief, the Ur-trauer, the Ur-trauma, to come out of that environment, to just, I'm feeling a big release of that as if it's just to all coming off this chain.
Good.
And linking us back to our mother and Mother Earth and the whole mother, the mother relationship. And then as we grow, how that mother relationship is changing to individuating from mother, and this intense relating we feel with the mother, where also with the opposite gender or even our parents, we want to marry our parent, and the whole Oedipus complex, and in all these various ways for us, some have gone through separations of parents, and some of us are parents ourselves now. I'm seeing all these links, like strings going into everybody, and feeling that loosening, and just, I'm more like a torch being, or the sun shining on it now after the eclipse again. Just, nice. We have felt all this in the last weeks leading up to this, all this shadow, all this murky, yucky stuff that is there. Even all the incest that didn't happen, but that was just maybe happening in the mind. All this really yucky, shadowy stuff, and now the sun can shine on it, but we are like, oh, wow, even laughing at it. And releasing that, it feels like I'm shaking my whole body. It's like laughter shakes the body, but we can also just shake it and feel it loosening. And then just being seen and embraced and for the wonderful being that all that has made us today. But it's our foundation. Mm. It's like renewing that soil. I'm thinking of Norman's intention of the, what was it, the redirection of his...
The repurposing.
Yes.
Yeah, there is that sense of feeling lost because what we thought was our purpose, and that's beautiful what you just said, Tanya. Many of us, what we thought was our purpose originated very young in our lives. And then we've gone through certain processes and pathways, and many of us have been certain roles a lot in life. And suddenly we're questioning everything and realizing that, whoa, that is not who we are at all. And now it's time to redirect our focus and our purpose. And so that cleansing is a necessary component, that disentangling and that clarifying and that highlighting that entanglement that you just brought up about our parents. Not just the mother, but the father as well, the parents.
Mm. Feeling also a big brain drain of just everything that we have heard and listened to and read and every little sentence and comment that has gone into us. There's this big desire of just empty everything, all the gurus we've been following, all the teachings we have taken on, but who is it, who is me in there? What do I really believe and see and value? What do I want to do? Not what I thought I wanted to do by following this or that person. Really a brainwash and a cell wash and the complete drain of all this stuff we have taken on and emptying. Feeling as
beautiful.
If all the cells are opening, the whole body opening, like in birth again. Like when a mother gives birth and everything just opens up, we can take this womb image of, wow, she's dilating and dilating, we are dilating and dilating, and now it's very windy here right now where I am. I just feel that all just coming out for all of us.
Yes, and I'm standing up and shaking it off because it does feel like sludge.
Also, a little bird has just come and had a drink. I'm just feeling the hydration as well. Hydration helping to clear that all out. Hydration plug in.
Nice. I love the image that you gave of the soil enriching, because what I felt was that was just shaking up all of the sludge, and then it's revealing the core. It's going down into the bone marrow, into our marrow, into the core of our physical being. And like you said, revitalizing that, revitalizing our foundations in a way where we are discovering for the first time probably ever, well, definitely for the first time ever, because it's really a historical cleanse that's going on for all of us. It's really that dynamic of brushing away the sludge of our historical patterns and opening up our awareness to who we are in this moment with the childlike wonder and trust that says, yes, I have no idea right now, but I say yes. I know it's coming, and I know it's being revealed, and I know that it is all for my higher good and the higher good of the world around me. Mm-hmm. And that goes into the lungs and needing to clear the lungs of, well, actually needing to expand the capillaries and the bronchioles and the bronchi and the alveoli, expanding the ability to receive fresh air, fresh wisdom, fresh guidance, fresh being, the ability to receive and take in more. So having a more expansive breathing breath ability as well as a more expansive ability. So it's tapping into those, that expansion in a way that is widening our horizons to what is possible, to the magic of being that we are. And the joy of being that we are. I believe Angela said, have more fun. To the fun of being who we are. That's what we've forgotten. We've forgotten the play. We've forgotten the joy. We've forgotten the lifeblood that flows through our bodies and our veins and our arteries and our capillaries. And they have been sludgy and choked off and running hot and feverish and inflamed. And it's about saying, whew, let's get things moving in a way where it expresses the totality. I love it. We're in this place of totality. The totality of who we are in our being.
Totality plug-in coming in.
I love it.
It was so amazing.
I know. It is so amazing. Uh-huh.
That's true. I actually experienced all the energy from it like 3 days ago. So when it actually
exactly.
happened, I could actually deal with it, because otherwise I'm not sure I could have. So especially since I was at work, I really couldn't have too big of a freak out. So.
Exactly. No, I get it. There was a point where I told Norman, I can hear the ants walking. It's like, what is going on?
If I had started writhing on the ground, which I could have easily done if I was other places, they would have called me the ambulance and it would have been ugly. So, being that I was at a medical clinic sitting next to like 3 doctors. So. So I just had to act like, oh, isn't that cool?
Exactly.
I did that yesterday, the writhing. So. And maybe tomorrow, we'll see.
The writhing, it's the dancing, it's the making friends with, it's the playing with.
Well, it's shedding of the skin, so I'm seeing more like a snake shedding its, you know, skin kind of writhing.
Yep, shaking and writhing out of the old skin. Transformation, transmutation.
Problem is everyone's wei qi right now is a bit thin, and it's challenging. So. And you work
again.
In an environment where you can't really explain what's going on in words that they can understand. So.
Yes, you add filters. that's another thing we want to do. We want to give everybody filters. Now, a bit like everybody had the filters of the glasses, those for those who watch the eclipse. We want to give everybody the option of these filters that will come in if you need them. So if you are feeling like, well, as I'm saying this, we're calling these filters in, and I'm seeing everybody's myelin sheets, like the nervous system being a little bit in overdrive and overwhelm, and like you said, the wei qi being a little thin, but also the myelin sheath feeling a little fragile. And so working with the myelin sheath of everybody's nerves and then giving everybody these kind of temporary wei qi filters that you can put on like a cloak if you're feeling overwhelmed. So all anybody on the call has to say is filters if you're feeling stressed. Filters. And they will come.
There's 1,500 available for download, so you'll get the 3 or 4 you need.
Exactly.
That's what came in, so we'll go with it.
Yes.
Typically when you ask anyone, we'll need 3 or 4, so at that point.
Yeah, we don't sit in that. That's brilliant. Thank you, because we don't need to be too heady about it. We just need to trust, and trust is like it's like the umbrella. Trust. It's like the beacon in the sky. I'm seeing trust. So there is a sense of we can now trust. We always have been able to trust, but we've not trusted that we've been able to trust. So now it's like a neon light in the sky that says trust. And that's part of those filters. Okay. Everybody tap that in. Who's whistling?
That's a bird. There's a baby bird that is just practicing here, his loud calling.
That's a baby bird whistling? I love it. What is that?
It's a baby butcher bird.
Really? That's beautiful. I thought it was artificial.
Yeah, no, it's a... And he's just practicing, and his mother is sitting opposite and just watching him. They
that
are just
beautiful.
Here. Yeah.
This is outside, like, or these birds are in a cage?
No, this is outside. They're wild birds in Australia. They have a very loud calling. They sit in a tree and they call their mates. You hear the females and the males calling each other over several kilometers. Like you just hear him in the background here. And they have all these different sounds.
That is amazing. And I feel like that's very pivotal for what's going on with us right now. That's really wild.
Yeah, and he's not ashamed.
We're calling
he's
out.
Just he's calling out and practicing. He's not having a care whatever anybody thinks.
That's beautiful. Everybody hear that?
Yeah.
He's not having a care about what anybody thinks. He's just calling
well,
out
it's
practicing.
About setting... But putting your attention out there, knowing that you'll get the call back, but it may not be right away. So he's putting out
yeah.
a call, waiting for the female to call back. But it'll come on its own time, just like our
it's
intent.
It's also about not worrying about it being perfect as you put it out there.
Not putting the attention out. With, yeah.
What I'm also observing in them. What I'm also observing in them is I used to give them seeds. And the last few days, I haven't given them anything and just watched if they come here just to be here and sing without bribing them. And I just want to bring that in for ourselves as well, because I'm feeling at this stage as just wanting to share my work, and the care for money has totally disappeared. You know, before there was like, oh, I have to do this to earn money, and now that is gone. And this is the same with the bird. They're just coming to sing now, and they're not coming here for bread or anything. So I just want to bring this into the filters of, now what is emerging out of us? Why are we doing what we are doing?
Yeah.
What time is it there?
I could listen to him all night. That's just beautiful.
We have 11 a.m. on us.
Wow.
So this goes back to trust, though, too, Tanya. This is going back to we don't care. It's like the intention is not about money, yet the receptivity to receiving what we need, including money, is wide open, right there. The trust. The trust.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the calling, I feel also with these birds, what they just bring in the tribe. Like we are now, you are in America, I'm in Australia. We are coming, we are hearing each other's calls from so far. There is no distance and no time. We can be together yet so far apart, and we hear each other. And to really open up to this, the same as in relationships, we don't always have to be together and right next to each other. We can be countries apart. And we can be closer together than when we are physically together. And the work and what we share happens at any time when we have the awareness of that, not just when we sit down and do a session, but it's actually our way of living, how we live and who
it's
we are.
It. Yes, it is, just, it is being that. It. Being that. And that is so beautiful because that also comes back to we are not alone. Ever. Even when we feel alone and the outside situation appears that there's nothing there to support or nurture us, that all we have to do is ask for help and it will be revealed. I'm not even going to say it will show up, it will be revealed because it is there. It is just our old sense of separation and habits of believing that we are separate that keeps us feeling alone and isolated and disconnected and like we have to prove ourselves instead of just being.
And to really open all our senses to where that help is, also yes. In the plants around us. I just want to bring this in where I felt I was sitting here on my deck and looking into the garden and feeling, oh my gosh, this is so much work. And then suddenly I heard all the plants saying to me, we are here, we are watching you. We are watching you coming out. We are here to help you. And then suddenly I felt, wow, there's this whole tribe around me here of the trees we planted, of every little grass halm. So when we really take in our whole environment, we see the vast amount of help and support and what is there around us.
Yeah. So it's opening up our minds and our senses to experience, to know, to be available. Mm. To be available. That's
and it. To allow everything, because we put some emotions down, I'm just saying we, because generally we just want to be happy, we want to be comfortable, but to also be fully in love with another or for others to really know us, it's a wonderful gift to actually let them see us in every state, in angry, in sad, in wild, in mild, in everything we can be, and this is so human. I feel this is what our humanness means, that we have such a rich way of experiencing and expressing. And to really embrace that and open all that up wherever we have hidden and put like barriers on it, like mufflers, or shut that into cages and little corners of our body. Don't do this, don't do that, by teachers and by mothers and fathers and everybody, but to open this all up so that we can really be totally all of who we can be, all of who we are.
Yeah. So I'm still feeling a restriction around the heart that just needs to be pulled away.
Pericardium.
Oh, it just fell away. Thank you. So everybody, let's tap our cortices out with all of that. And when we tap our cortices out with all of that, let's also make sure we tap head, heart, and belly. Head, heart, and belly.
Is that what you learned last month?
Huh?
Is that what you learned last month, or has that been for a while?
Oh, the head, heart, and belly?
Yeah.
Well, that's been for a while.
Okay.
Actually, I learned that. What I would say, honestly, Andy, is I've been doing it for years, and I learned that John started doing it in the Soul's Journey when I did the class a few months ago.
Gotcha.
So it was already in the Matrix.
You were just ahead of us.
Well, that's where it all comes from anyway. You know, John kind of gathers it from all the collective consciousness, and when we are aware and we tap into it, it just shows up for everybody. For me, it has several connotations. For John, it showed up, and as I'm tapping it out, I'm saying this so that we can all be aware of this. It taps up because I was actually tapping into, I've been circling back into the whole biblical dynamic, but from the process of the consciousness states in Florence Scovel Shinn and Neville Goddard information. And it's interesting that when I started tapping out the head, heart, and belly, it was like from the perspective of, oh, I see the Trinity, you know. And from Florence Scovel Shinn, she says the creator comes in through the head, and that's the creative source. And then the Son is like Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the Son is like the creative force in human form. And then the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is the creative force in human form in action. And it really is tapping into that computational ability of the head brain, the relational ability of the heart, and the instinctive decision-making, discernibility ability of the gut. And opening up those pathways so that we're not in overwhelm so much and stuck spinning around our heads about what we think we should be doing or what we're told we should be doing and we believe we should be doing. It's like spewing out all those shoulds and saying, hey, look down here. Look, the heart actually has something to say. And there's that sense of being alone also relates in that way too, the head, heart, and gut. When we're actually communicating in those channels, there is no sense of being alone because there is the nurturing, the support, the connection, the awareness of, oh, I have more than this computational ability in my head. I have more than the thoughts of the past. I have access to all that is. I just have to be open to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm tapping that in to the senses. It's funny, it's like to the senses. It's interesting because I went to hold my hand over my mouth. And then I was going to tap into the senses, but then as I was holding my hand over my mouth, I heard, speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil. It was kind of funny. So it's like pulling that away, resistance to our full being and our judgments about what you were talking about earlier, Tanya, about the fact that we need to be available to all of our emotions, to all of our experiences, and not judge them as bad, just notice them as they are and embrace them. So it's like, what's the gift? And I'm even going to go to that dynamic with procrastination. And I even wanted to say this before, but it was like, I saw like dancing. It's like the dance of life. You all know me as a dancer. So it's like that dance of life. And the dance of life is life. And so if we actually get into a playful or a interactive relationship with the elements around us, whether they're coming through our senses or they're coming through the earth, you know, the grasses, the plants, the trees, the animals, the birds. It's about coming into that playful interaction in a way where we're just getting the richness of our experience. That's the richness of our experience. We are all so rich in experience. But these habits that we've sloughed away tonight, all of those shackles were like the imprisonment of our inability to see the richness of our experience and our lives. And they've been pulled away, everyone. So it's really about just letting them fall away.
That we actually live and not just exist.
Yes, live. Fully, fully, fully live. I actually, I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but kind of my keynote is, I choose to live until I die. And that sounds ridiculous to most people, but you know what? Most people aren't living. Most people are on a slow walk to death from the moment they come out of the womb. And I'm choosing to live until I die, and that means literally live. We're all going to die, but we're not supposed to slowly decay and wither and disappear. So it's calling in that life force, that vitality, that grace, that divinity, calling in that divinity for every one of you. I'm calling in that divinity for every one of you tonight. And it's under that law of grace. I'm calling in your divine being, and I'm saying, be here now.
And the invitation actually to really purposefully die once in a while, to contemplate death and to really go into the underworld and then come back out. But to purposefully go there. So going, dying livingly, so the ecstatic dying by not having the fear of dying.
Yes, I see it as that dance. It's like if the thoughts come up, I'll dance with you. I will dance with you. And when it's time, I will go with you, but not before. I will dance with you. And we're actually on our cellular being, we have cells living and dying all the time. So we're in a constant state of living and dying. So it's really about being with that juiciness of what that means.
I keep hearing from It's a Wonderful Life when he says, I want to live again. George Bailey is saying that.
Yeah.
And then the joy when his mouth is bleeding and he finds Zuzu's petals. And...
Yes. Yes. That's beautiful.
Because we've seen, you know, the dark side, that the you know, he sees the life without him and, you know, what a difference he's made, and you don't often appreciate it. We don't get to, you know, never be born to see what life would look like without us, so.
Yeah. And I feel like that just kind of wrapped it all up. What do you guys think?
Yeah, the only other thing I was getting was I don't know if you've seen the story circulating on Facebook about the guy who started throwing seeds in the ground in 1979 or whatever, and now he's got a forest on this island in India it's like an island in a river that was eroding away, and it's now larger than Central Park, and all it is just this guy planting little trees and seeds. It's really cool.
I don't know why I'm doing this weirdness, but I am. I'm sitting here, Norman's watching me going, what are you doing? So it must be something like that before you started talking about that. Anyway, that's beautiful.
But it was just an example of what one person can do. It's like 430. It's some huge amount, but it's like three times the size of Central Park. Just this guy walking around every day since he was like 17. You know, and he looks like about 50 now, and just planting trees and planting stuff. And, you know, there's this lush forest and what was basically a barren island that, you know, that they thought that it was going to wash away, and people are going to have to leave this area. And they're like, you know, 300,000 people or something to live there, or some, you know, large amount of people, but it was slowly being washed away every year with the monsoonal rains.
That's beautiful. Would you share that with us?
If I find it, I'll try to post it on the New Moon page.
Okay,
it was really cool. But the difference one person can make, it's astounding.
I think I may have seen it, but if you can find it, that would be great.
And no one even knew about it until, like, you know, he didn't advertise it. Somebody found him. He didn't even want to talk about it. And, you know, now they made a movie about it. So.
Nice.
And it's also interesting how nothing is bigger or smaller. Like, some people do things that look so big, and some just plant little plants on the balcony, and some plant a garden, and everything is worth the same. And we can be so judgmental and go into our inferiority.
Yes.
And it's like we are all these, I'm just looking at all these different flowers and plants around here. They are delicate ones, they are sturdy ones, they are big ones and gentle ones, and they are all these different ones that make up this unique field. And not all of us are capable to do those called big things, but it doesn't mean we are doing less, because we all have our energies into so many different things. So to, again, to just really appreciate the uniqueness of ourselves and everybody else.
Absolutely. The unique, they appreciate the uniqueness and the value. The value. You know, Course in Miracles says there, you know, there is no difference in miracles. And we live a miraculous life. So it's really about recognizing our value and letting go of noticing the comparisons out there, but letting go of the comparisons out there. Beautiful. I'm saying thank you to your bird, Tanya.
Thank you. Yeah, he's gone now. They are gone. I post some photos and some little singing to the side later. I have so many photos and videos of them.
Yeah, he got very quiet, and I was like, okay, I just wanted to say thank you.
You feel okay. It was wonderful. We were planting so many 30 trees and bushes on the weekend, and that butcher bird, suddenly we were digging a hole and putting a plant in, and he was sitting right above us, like looking intensely at us. I feel his spirit very connected, bringing these messages of presence as well.
Beautiful. Well, do we have anything more? Or are we complete?
I think that's it. Finally just got quiet, so yeah.
Yeah, I felt it get very quiet energetically.
Okay, and I'm feeling our connection.
Feeling what?
The connection of all of us. Like we are kind of touching each other all through the space.
Beautiful. Nice. So with that, I actually just want to say thank you, everyone. You're all beautiful. Thank you for being here for this.
Thank you, Debbie, for facilitating this. And
thank
everybody.
You,
thank you,
everybody.
Beautiful.
Oh, we're all
thank you.
You're welcome.